From the automotive capital of the world, welcome to The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
When I come up to a stop, if I use a brake and stop, then when I let off the brake to go, it jerks.
Problems with your car, truck, motorcycle, minivan, or RV? The solution is just a phone call away. 1-800-859-0957. That's 1-800-859-0957.
I put new front rotors, and when I turn left or right with my foot on the brake, I get a pulsation of the ABS.
And remember, The Car Show is designed for everyone, whether you do your own work, take your car to the dealership, or to the independent service center of your choice.
When it's cold and I start to move, it like the transmission slips and then it catches. What's the answer for that, guys?
Your calls and more when The Car Show returns.
This vehicle maintenance spotlight is brought to you by Hotshot Secret. A 2012 Ford F-250 with 186,000 miles rolled into the shop recently, used primarily for towing and plowing. The owner had been noticing some serious issues: black smoke from the exhaust, rough idling, and poor fuel economy. Dirty injectors, carbon buildup, and water contamination in the fuel led us to believe the fuel system was actually clogged. Instead of throwing costly parts at the problem, we used Hotshot Secret Diesel Extreme. Diesel Extreme is a powerful formula that deep cleans your entire fuel system, removing deposits, boosting cetane, and restoring your engine's performance. It features a water dispersant that removes free water from the system and also has a corrosion inhibitor that coats both the fuel tank and the fuel lines. The result is cleaner combustion, smoother idling, and better fuel economy. Hotshot Secret offers problem-specific solutions that are powered by science. Available nationwide at truck stops, farm and automotive stores, Amazon, and online at hotshotsecret.com.
Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
1-800-859-0957 gets you to us with all your car care cancers. The Car Show is brought to you in part by Dorman Products, developed to combat failing OE compressors on nitrogen-filled air suspension systems on certain Ram trucks. The Dorman OE Fix air suspension compressor features upgraded seals and parts, helping prevent leaks and improve reliability. Learn more at DormanProducts.com. Is that a big thing, Dan? Compressor nitrogen-filled air suspension systems?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's been a problem with leakage. So Dorman came out and has a great fix for it. But, yes, it's common.
Okay. I have never heard of that. I've heard of the nitrogen in your tires.
Right.
I've never heard of air suspension.
It's more stable.
Okay, perfect. The Car Show is brought to you in part by Blaster and their industrial-strength silicone lubricant. The perfect way to keep snow shovels and snow blowers from sticking and clogging. It'll even help your sled go faster. Remember, always use Blaster products and work it like a pro. Let's go to calls. Let's go to Ed. Ed's got a 2013 Buick Verano. Ed, how many miles on the car?
113.
And what's going on with the Verano?
It surges when I stop, and I had a scan this week, and it says system to lean bank one. I didn't know I had a bank in there. Well, I have an Austin Healey bug eye, and I can do anything but this Buick. All the plumbing and all that in there, just who knows.
Right. You know, normally when you come up with that code and it's surging, it's the computer's letting you know that there's a good possibility that you have a vacuum leak somewhere. Now, if you just recently had an oil change or someone take a look at your air filter, there may be a possibility that one of the vent lines or hoses is not hooked up to it. That's going to be one of the first things you want to look at, a visual inspection to make sure everything's plugged in. The other issue, too, keep in mind that bank one, in your case, of course, it's a four-cylinder engine. Bank one means, you know, where number one cylinder is at. And if you had two banks, it would be where the other cylinders are located. In other words, you would have 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 4, 5, 6, or vice versa with less cylinders. So visual inspection first, and then the next question would be, is that has anybody done anything with it at all?
No.
Okay, so you had this code read for you somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and they did not make any recommendations at this time?
No, there is a list of recommendations, and I
okay.
It's well, color code.
Sure. Here's where you want to start then. Okay, normally what you want to do, and you have to have a piece of equipment to do this, it could be a problem with an oxygen sensor, okay? In fact, with that many miles on it, it's not a bad idea to replace both oxygen sensors. In fact, you can replace them with the NTK brand or the NGK brand, the ignition specialist, that offer these sensors. And right off the bat, because within time they can wear out, they can become contaminated. The other concern would be also is fuel injection cleaning and fuel system cleanings. You can go down to either an O'Reilly Auto Parts or an AutoZone or any of these places, and you can purchase yourself a very good pour-in fuel injection cleaner, such as like a Berryman's cleaner, which would be great for that. I mean, excellent. And you could do this on your own. You can do this on your own, and by doing it on your own, too, it's going to save that little bit of diagnostic time. But the surging also can be caused by having a dirty throttle body. The throttle body is where the air enters the engine. So if you would remove the air cleaner assembly and the snorkel that leads to it, you want to take a look inside and see if you see any buildup of carbon or any black around in that area. If you do, that needs to be cleaned. In fact, again, you can go out to the parts store, purchase some throttle body cleaner, make sure the engine's not running, and that's a part. And you can take an old toothbrush, and you can literally scrub that around and clean that and wash it and wipe it out and do that as a preventative maintenance part and see if that helps. In fact, number one would be the vacuum lines or hoses being disconnected, and the second area of concern would be the dirty throttle body. You can do that on your own and try it out. See how that works out for you. But in many cases, the fuel injection cleaning, the induction system cleaning, takes care of that problem.
I called you 2 weeks ago about the oil leak.
Yes.
And I tried the dye, and nothing really showed up. So I'm just going to have to live with it. I put a sealer in there.
Yes. Yeah, worth a try. That's both ways around. But keep in mind, too, that sealer and also the dye takes a little bit of time for it to work. It's not instant.
I'll try to stay on top of it.
Sure.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Ed. 1-800-859-0957. How long, Dan, if I put the dye in my oil, about how long would I expect before I would see there was a leak in the engine?
Well, it depends on how bad the leak is to begin with. And there's a difference between leakage and seepage. Seepage is around it. Leakage, you see it on the ground.
Okay, but how long until I would see that fluorescent dye appear?
I mean,
would it be
again? How fast is the oil leaking out of the engine, or is it leak? You know, it could be a day, or it could take a couple weeks if it's a small leak.
So it's nothing. I would have to know how fast my leak is,
right.
And then just keep an eye on.
Right, and if it's a slow leak, you have to use an ultraviolet light.
Okay, and that would be something I'd probably have to go to a shop for, unless I wanted an ultraviolet light.
they're inexpensive.
Okay, well, like the stethoscope.
Yes.
I'm getting so much equipment in my house, it's crazy.
Well, hey, that way your wife can use it.
I'm hoping she'll start using it. I don't like working on cars. I find it very messy, and I'm not good at it. Yeah. And I always, when I start digging into any project, car or not, it ends up having to call somebody who knows what they're doing. I have to call Dan's of the world. Come unmess this up for me, please.
Yes. Drop the tools and get away from the car.
Yes, you got to be smart enough to know your limitations, and that's what I am, I think. 1-800-859-0957. 800-859-0957 gets you to us. Steve, Tim, we're coming to you out of the break. This is The Car Show. Every driver should keep jumper cables in their vehicle and know how to use them. A few basic tips are: make sure you park a vehicle with a good battery next to the one that needs jumping. Identify the positive and the negative terminals along with a metal ground on the vehicle. Follow step-by-step instructions. Attach each clamp to each terminal as directed. For more detailed help, you can visit autobatteries.com. You'll also find information on a number of topics, from installation and recycling to technology to testing, maintenance, and much more, all at autobatteries.com. Diesel owners know if you take care of your engine, it'll return the favor. Hotshot Secret formulates additives that will help prevent problems and boost performance. Diesel Extreme cleans internal and external injector deposits, and EDT increases fuel economy by up to 7.3%, and that's scientifically proven by third-party testing. Add Hotshot Secret to your next fill-up and get the most out of your diesel. Hotshot Secret, powered by science. Available nationwide at truck stops, farm and automotive stores, and online at hotshotsecret.com. You regularly hear us talking about Dorman OE Fix Solutions, where Dorman takes an OE part and makes it better. Whether it's a PTU assembly or an oil filter housing, Dorman provides greater freedom to fix vehicles by constantly developing repair solutions that put owners and installers first. But there's more. Take Dorman Rewards, a first-in-class rewards program where you earn points for product ideas and feedback, Dorman parts and purchases, and more. Points can be redeemed for prizes, such as gift cards to some of your favorite places. Learn more at Dorman Rewards. Or download the Dorman Rewards app on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. And the Dorman Training Center is your source for continuing automotive education, including virtual technical training, virtual product training, even in-person training. Dorman can help you take your auto parts knowledge to the next level. You can learn more at DormanTrainingCenter.com. Dorman is not only there for you with great parts, it also offers great training opportunities and rewards. Visit DormanProducts.com for more information.
To The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
1-800-859-0957 gets you to us. The Car Show brought to you by The Battery Shop on YouTube, developed by Clarios. The Battery Shop features DIY videos on battery installs, technical tips, and battery technology. It's a great resource for car battery information. It's The Battery Shop channel on YouTube. Let's go back to calls. Tim. Tim's got an 0745 Ford F-250. How many miles on the truck, Tim?
I got 180.
And what's going on with it?
Well, just with these frigid mornings recently, when I try to start the truck, it's got a diesel, so it's got the two battery system. I should say the batteries are showing good, but they are 5 to 6 years old. And when I try to start it, it sounds like an old starter relay, kind of like a clicking or buzzing is going on. And then the second time I engage the starter, it does start, but I'm concerned, you know, that it's either the batteries or the starter. The starter's about 4 years old.
Yeah, I would suspect batteries. You know, keep in mind that 5, 6 years old, I don't know what style. Do you have a flooded acid battery or is it a sealed battery? What style battery do you have?
It is sealed, and it's the OEM batteries that I purchased.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay. Well, let's go back to the basics. Keep in mind that your batteries are going to be the heart of your electrical system. Some telltale signs would be, and of course you would have to take the heat shields off, is to see if you notice any swelling on the batteries at the bottom. If they're puffed out, that's an indication that the batteries are sulfated. But because of age, save yourself the trouble. Buy yourself a pair of new batteries. You're going to need a baseline. Keep in mind, batteries are damaged by heat and not necessarily by the cold. The cold is the part is where they show up, and also vibration. So, you know, over the years and in the heat and the cycling, that can be create a big problem. Now, I would also recommend that always go with something equal or better than what you have. Today's okay. Better. The battery technology is unbelievable. In fact, you can go with some of the batteries that are out there that are used, for an example, like an Optima battery that are used for a heavy-duty application that is going to be a lot more cost. But in the long run, you're going to be very happy with it, especially with the diesel, and especially in this area, our climate.
I was going to say
go ahead.
Plow on the truck as well. Absolutely.
If you have a plow, that's right there. More of an indicator. That's the rest. The rest of the story, yes, you need to replace the batteries. And again, go with something better than what you had. And again, today's technology with the Optima batteries, that is going to be the way to go for you.
Super. Okay. I was trying to nail it down before I climbed under there and put another starter on it. Go with the batteries first. They're a little more costly, but of course, I plan on keeping the truck because it's got the diesel. So thanks for the advice.
You're welcome.
Excellent, Tim. Thanks for your call. 1-800-859-0957. The Car Show is brought to you in part by PEEK. Formulated for use in all vehicle makes and models, PEEK all make, all model antifreeze plus coolant delivers superior lifetime protection. You can learn more at peakauto.com. Now, Dan, in a diesel, this is just for my knowledge. I used to hear, and I know technology is adapting faster than I can keep up with it, they would have a gelling issue with the fuel. Oh, is that still an issue?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. So, gelling, yeah, and just like with diesel fuel, you know, in gasoline we have octane.
Yeah.
In diesel fuel we have cetane.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why it's not a bad idea to use, even the motor coat offers an anti-gelling compound additive for your fuel. Use it. I mean, it does make a difference.
Excellent. I've always wondered that. I used to know somebody that had a diesel engine, and they never complained about the gelling, but here I couldn't imagine it not gelling, bricking in the cold we've been having.
Yes.
Let's go back to calls. 1-800-859-0957. Steve's got a 2015 Ram 1500. What's going on with the truck, Steve?
It's a 2019, not 2015.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, how many miles on it?
24,000. So when I try to back up, it's making like a streaking noise on the rear right passenger, but doesn't do that all the time. Also, I started noticing when I make sharp turns, I hear the same noise going left or right.
Okay, and it's definitely coming from the rear of the vehicle.
Yes, it is.
Okay, here's what we have to remember. Okay, how often do you set your parking brake?
I don't use it.
Yeah, okay. What can happen over time? You have a vehicle that's 4 years old now. Your truck lives in an environment where there's a lot of road salts that are used, and rust can form within the parking brake area. That's one area that the rust could be rubbing. In order to determine the exact problem, you need to have a shop or someone remove the right rear wheel, and what they're going to do is have them remove the caliper. Very simple process. And what we're going to look for, we're going to see if the brake pads are seized in the caliper mounting bracket. And that's mainly because of the salt and the rust. If they find out if these pads are not sliding easily, now's the time to, you know, replace the rear brakes and have the hardware replaced along with reconditioning the mounting brackets. In fact, go ahead.
We already took the tires off and looked at the pads. They look fine.
No, you
so
look.
In order to do that, do you have to use a C-clamp?
No. You looked at them, but did you remove the caliper to see if the brake pad?
No.
See, that's your problem. And a lot of, you could have plenty of lining, but if they're not releasing, that's where the noise comes in. And the rust, it's unbelievable. Once you take it apart, and if you didn't do hardware, in fact, a great hardware kit to use, you'll be able to buy it and get it done, get the right stuff, get the good stuff, is Carlson Brake Hardware. Excellent.
Right.
A lot of that can be purchased off of Amazon is where you can get that. So, you know, get the brake hardware, and I guarantee you what you're going to find is you're going to find out that you're going to have a seizure problem because of it being rusted in. And the other issue what I also would recommend, even though there may be plenty of lining there, now's the time probably to also replace the brake lining. And that's because what's happening, if they were dragging, they become crystallized because of the heat. They become hardened. So when you do a brake service, do it right the first time.
All right, thanks a lot.
Sure. Right. Thanks for the call, Steve. 1-800-859-0957. I don't think that's the answer he wanted.
Well,
Dan.
but it's true. It happens, especially in our environment. You know, with the
of course
results.
The answer you want is not always the answer that you need.
Yeah.
I want to hear that it's going to be simple and cheap.
Right. And you know, and also remember, keep in mind that you don't necessarily have to take the tire off to look at the brake pads because a lot of these wheels are open and you see the
absolutely.
Brakes in the rotor. So why take the wheel off if you can see the pads?
Right. I noticed on my car, especially when it's damp outside and it gets wet and it sits all night, when I back up, I'll hear grinding or squeaking in the brakes. And it's like, well, that's because whatever water is built up in there is burning itself out.
And surface rust also forms.
Yeah. Yeah, but it goes away pretty quickly. It's like, well, once it goes away, because it scares my wife every time. Oh, the brakes. Like, no. Give it a few miles. It goes away. I do have a question here from the email. He has two Buicks, a 2019 Envision and a 2019 Encore. He says he's using fuel injector cleaner with each fill up at the beginning of the month. One takes 5 tanks of fuel a month. The other takes 2. He wants to know if he needs to continue using the additive once a month or if he can just Or less? Does he even need to use it less than that?
Well, a lot of the chemicals out there today say about every 3,000 miles you want to treat it. You don't want to over-treat your fuel system.
Yeah.
Now, the one that uses the 5 tanks, you may be okay on that one, but it also depends on the strength that you're using. Some are concentrated and some are not as concentrated. One is a clean up and one is a keep clean. So whatever product you're purchasing, make sure you read the label, go by the miles or go by the gallons of fuel that you're going to use. And again, I'm going to mention Berryman Products again for their fuel injection cleaner.
Will it say clean up or keep clean on the label? Yeah, or?
Yes, okay. It normally does.
That's perfect. Well, that's good to know. And it's, you know, you don't want to just keep buying the additive and pouring it in because I think that could probably damage the engine too, right?
Well, not adding too much. Too much is never the best.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. Although, with some stuff, too much is okay. You know, somebody's going to be chocolate cake. Give me too much. Don't give me just enough. 1-800-859-0957. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk to Philip Austin about the Shop Squad. This is the Car Show. You regularly hear us talking about Dorman OE Fix Solutions, where Dorman takes an OE part and makes it better. Whether it's a PTU assembly or an oil filter housing, Dorman provides greater freedom to fix vehicles by constantly developing repair solutions to put owners and installers first. But there's more. Take Dorman Rewards, a first-in-class rewards program where you earn points for product ideas and feedback, Dorman parts and purchases, and more. Points can be redeemed for prizes, such as gift cards to some of your favorite places. Learn more at Dorman Rewards.com or download the Dorman Rewards app on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. And the Dorman Training Center is your source for continuing automotive education, including virtual technical training, virtual product training, even in-person training. Dorman can help you take your auto parts knowledge to the next level. You can learn more at DormanTrainingCenter.com. Dorman is not only there for you with great parts, it also offers great training opportunities and rewards. Visit DormanProducts.com for more information.
Car Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
1-800-859-0957 gets you to us. Let's talk now to Philip Austin. He's the manager of technical training in the USA and Canada with NTK. Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. How are you?
Pretty good. Dan and I have been talking off the air a lot about the Shop Squad. I joined about a week ago. Dan joined before that, and tell us about the Shop Squad. This is really interesting to me.
Yeah, the Shop Squad by NGK NTK is a way where we are committing ourselves to be closer to the professionals that are using our parts when they find failed ignition coil spark plugs. Sensors, things of that nature. We just don't want to provide a quality part for that replacement process. The industry is going through technician shortages. They're going through the Right to Repair Act, and information is not easily accessible. So we want to bring in a squad to support the pain points and walk through the learning experience to keep their edge. So this Shop Squad concept is really for the shops, the automotive professionals, and also the professional parts pros as well. And a beneficiary of that is the customer.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. You know, I was involved with a spark plug manufacturer. I used to be employed by one, and, you know, a lot of great things NGK, NTK is doing along with yourself with the technical training. And technology has changed. So what you're doing for, you know, the general public, or we'll say the shop owner, the technician, or the service writer is a great service. And again, I even re-educated myself with a lot of things that were involved with the Shop Squad. One thing, though, when I was around, we had platinum and iridium. One quick question, and this may throw us off a little bit, but it's still talking about your product. What is ruthenium?
Oh, ruthenium is just the next stage of precious metals that are considered more durable than and more on a high ignitability range on today's engines. So it's just a evolution of various precious metals where we graduated from your nickel alloy, then to your platinum, then to iridium, and now ruthenium is just that another precious metal blend that ensures that today's high ignitability engines are running efficiently.
Okay, so is this OE in a lot of the vehicles that NGK does?
It is on some and growing rapidly.
Got it. Okay, so we're talking relatively new.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Like I said, I was involved with technical training and ran dynos and did spark plug testing and things. And again, that was a new word that I learned.
Yep. When I signed up for the shop squad, I learned a lot of new things. I'm not a professional. I'm a complete novice, and I'm trying to learn. When you enroll, tell people what happens when you enroll. What do you get?
Well, when you enroll, you enter into our NGK community, a technical community that is all in this together. So we're assembling advanced automotive repair best practices through education, resources, and just simple dialogue so that everyone that is being supported from Shop Squad feel like they're in a community, truthfully. And if we don't have the answers, we're definitely nowhere to go get them because of our OE relationships. So having this community grow to know that we're in this with them and understand that the end user, the customer, the driver is the beneficiary of this. But we understand that we're in an industry that's constantly changing. And we want to be on the front line supporting when needed today's shops in all aspects, technicians, shop owners, service advisors, and also keeping those parts professionals that research the parts to send them to the shops on top of their game, because now it's not just sending them part, it's saying, hey, I'm sending you this part, but there's a reminder, NGK stated that the system needs to be recalibrated. And all those little helpful things as we keep all those individuals up to date is helpful in the process.
And of course, just like anything else, the NTK, NGK, the products themselves have taken care of a lot of the OE failures with better materials to make them last longer, better improvements. But besides the ignition, is there anything else in training that's offered on your Shop Squad program?
Yes. First, let's start in the learning paths. The learning paths are in two. And it's whether you're going to improve yourself as a parts professional, or you're going to improve yourself more on the service side, right? And you have a choice to elevate that on ignition related and also sensor related and VVTs. So those are the other categories in which you can learn about, besides ignition, spark plugs, and coils. You can learn about the technical sensors, which is just all of the common engine management and also drivetrain sensors that we manufacture, and additional information as they come out of what the changes are and how to calibrate them or make sure the system is calibrated to receive them. So we're being able to share that through our technical portal and simple resources on our website, the Shop Squad online website, and that two-way communication of dialogue as well.
Okay. And we'll say for the condition technician, the ace that's out there, the master tech, where a lot of this that I see is very informative, but what if, is there information that goes a lot deeper than what you have listed in the basic items between the, you know, the spark plugs, the sensors, and everything in there? I mean, is there a upper level that's available on your site?
It's coming. And the reason why it's not there right now is because your average A technician, they have a comprehensive, well-supported level of training. And we've done research, and we see that transition from a C-plus tech to a B-tech, and the opportunity is within that B and B-plus. So based on our research, we've seen that that's the larger masses that could take full advantage of this to reach to that A level.
Got it.
Now, we're going to continue to add information and have more information for the advanced A-tech, but right now we want to bring the masses up to their full potential so that they could take that next step.
And what about, I'll go the reverse that Dan went. What if I'm a complete novice and I know enough about cars to be dangerous? I've joined, is this something that'll help people like me to learn more about my car and how to repair it and what to get it repaired?
I love that question, yes. Because we're having these these individuals that are interested in the area. Remember, there's a tech shortage, so we don't get masses of people coming through. So that's the second most attractive group that we want to support as well, because we appreciate them first even coming and being interested in the industry. So we want to help them on that level. So yes, 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 we will have information, training related resources and dialogue with them as well.
Excellent. That's what you need.
And, you know, Philip, going through some of the information, especially on the spark plug end, I highly recommend if we have any techs or anyone listening out there, they need to at least look at the module going through about what's in the box about the spark plugs.
Yes.
About where and why specific plugs are used. You know, just as a refresher, too, because a lot of times, you know, guys, they think they know enough at that point, but they got to keep up with the changes of technology, especially in my case. Like, you know, now what is this plug? You know, never heard of it. Yeah, that was new to me. So, you know, if it's new to me, it has to be new to others.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I just want to make one more point about the ATEX and guys there or on a higher level. I've been in this business, I don't want to say a long time because I feel old, but there was a saying that was said to me when I was within my mentorship, apprenticeship, and even when I got better, and a quote is, you are only as good as the last car you just fixed.
Good advice.
Good point.
Yeah. So with those techs that are on the top of their game, there's always something for them to learn or pick up. And I welcome them to not only go through, and also if they want to be a mentor or part of our Shop Squad Select so that we could work all together, we welcome that. Because this program is growing, and we want to keep it adaptable and open-minded.
If I'm listening right now, how do I go and join the Shop Squad?
Well, simply by going to shopsquadonline.com, our website, sign up and join. Then you would get an email to encourage you to join the training portal, which is a byproduct of one of the resources. And it's as simple as that.
And I did it. I did it a week ago, and it's very easy to do, and it's very cool. I was learning the instant I did it. I told Dan I had to stop it a couple times because they were saying words. I had no clue what they were. I had to go look them up. It was way above my head, but it was like, I'm learning stuff, and this is what I need. I need to know about my car.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Philip. ShopSquadOnline.com. And it is. It's simple, and you will learn a lot. Thank you, Philip. We appreciate the time.
Great. Thank you.
Have a good day. 1-800-859-0957 gets you to us. We're here for another few minutes. 1-800-859-0957. We are The Car Show. Every driver should keep jumper cables in their vehicle and know how to use them. A few basic tips are: make sure you park a vehicle with a good battery next to the one that needs jumping. Identify the positive and the negative terminals along with a metal ground on the vehicle. Follow step-by-step instructions. Attach each clamp to each terminal as directed. For more detailed help, you can visit autobatteries.com. You'll also find information on a number of topics from installation and recycling to technology to testing, maintenance, and much more, all at autobatteries.com. Can you see clearly in the rain? A clear windshield is an important part of safely operating your vehicle. Peak Silicone Plus wiper blades feature a tri-layer wiping element constructed with a silicone compound to extend life. 2 million problem-free wipes, to be exact. Peak Silicone Plus and Silicone Platinum wiper blades last 4 times longer than the industry standard, and the Easy Snap Universal Connector System fits most wiper arm styles. You can learn more at peakauto.com. That's peakauto.com.
The Car Show with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
1-800-859-0957. 800-859-0957. Couple of lines are open. Dan, I've got an email. You can email us at thecarshowdetroit@gmail.com. I do have a couple of emails we got this week. This one is from Paul. It's kind of a different one. I have a 2010 Jeep Liberty, 200,000 miles on it. The heater cord keeps plugging up. I said 8 weeks back, he had it flushed out and unplugged. Now it's plugged up again. He said on Friday, January 27th, they flushed it out again and unplugged it. And the next 2 weeks later, put in a new water pump, thermostat, hosing. The shop flushed out the engine. He said he lost a lot of antifreeze, but they put in fresh. Is there an additive that will keep that he can put in the cooling system? And if it needs to be power flushed, is there another additive that should be used before a power flush? It seems like he keeps getting plugged up.
Well, here's the issue. Okay, most of your coolants today have to be changed every 150,000 miles or 5 years. What normally happens, it becomes neglected. Okay, in other words, the coolant breaks down. When it breaks down, things plug up. You know, your intake manifold, your hoses, all this little stuff deteriorates. It degrades. The heater core is the highest point of the cooling system. It's up in the top of the dash. So what happens in the way it's situated, as the coolant is coming in, whatever settles to the bottom. It's like a filter, and then comes out of the other end. So bottom line is this. It's a common problem on the Dodge Nitros and the Liberties. You may find out that it's only going to be a temporary fix. It's going to keep on plugging, not because of the fact of additional items coming into it, more as that there's so much in the bottom of that core that instead of having 100% heater core surface area for heat, there may only be 50%.
So if you replace the heater core,
then the problem's gone.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. I doubt very much if there's any other problem in that area, but I've changed a lot of heater cores because of lack of cooling system service. So keep in mind, again, that's one of the things that you want to look at and have a check. They have special test strips to test the condition of the coolant when it's acidic and when it needs to be changed. Or keep in your mind, every 5 years or 150,000 miles, cooling system flush, and of course, a thermostat, and always use the Motorrad thermostats because of the fact they're extra heavy duty.
So he said he put in a water pump, a thermostat, and hosing.
Right.
Is that overkill, or is it the heater core should have been done too?
Well, what they're trying to do, they did the water pump because they figured maybe the impeller was worn out or maybe rusted away and it wasn't pushing enough. But in this case, it's just because of everything. He did the things that he needed to be done, but deterioration, degradation of the hoses, and it all plugs up in that core. It's just the way that the core is made.
So it's those things probably needed to be done too.
Oh, absolutely.
But the core needs to be done also.
13-year-old vehicle, yes.
Yeah. Is there is that easy to do? I mean, is that a hard
fix? No, it's a little bit of time. The instrument panel has to be removed.
Ah, that's what I thought. I thought it was under there somewhere.
Yeah, it's going to cost some money.
Ooh, yeah. I'm sure he won't like to hear that.
No.
The Car Show is brought to you in part by AutoBatteries.com. Powered by Clarios, AutoBatteries.com features a wealth of information on vehicle batteries, from explaining how batteries work to battery testing and maintenance. That's all at AutoBatteries.com.
All right, here's another one. He says he was out of town over the holidays, and he drove about 200 miles, parked the car at a hotel overnight. Next morning, the car started without issue. Drove 20 miles, parked the car in a mall parking lot, came back after 2 hours. The car won't start. He said he had two cars in the family at the time and tried to jump start one car with the other, but it didn't work. Then he said a mechanic in the parking lot came. He used another pair of booster cables. The car started. He said, why did the car not start with one booster cable but the other? Why did not the car battery die without warning? That's written kind of awkwardly.
Well, batteries can fail at any time.
Yeah.
And if they were going in to jumpstart a vehicle, keep in mind that you've got good, better, and best, we'll say, for cables.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the spring clamps or the connections may not be good with the least expensive pair. Always remember, too, that there's also different jumping techniques. Sometimes you can go from, the engine mount piece of metal, or there's a different jumping thing. And, and where's the battery located, too, when it was come time to jumpstart? Was it under the hood? Was it in the trunk? Was it under the seat? Was it in the fender? Many variances there. But the battery itself, if the battery is sulfated, no matter what you do, you may not get it started. But again, too, the quality of the jumper cables also make a difference.
Yeah, my first thought was, you're at the mall, just go buy a new battery. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah, no, you always look at the age.
Yeah, here's the other thing, and I used to jump. We all had junky cars when we were young. When we jumped the car, it was positive to positive, negative to negative. Now I'm told, don't put it negative to negative, find a ground on the car. Is that going to be easy for me to find if I haven't jumped the car before or in a long time?
If you look at vehicles today, there's a lot of shrouding on top of the engine and plastics.
Yeah.
So they may not have that, but also the batteries are located in different remote areas, like I stated, in the left front fender, right front fender, trunk, under the floor. There would be jump points, in other words, grounding points that you would see, actual studs that may be by the shock towers. But on the other issue, if you can't find anything like that, and we'll say the battery is underneath the hood, you can also go to one of the metal bolts right to the strut or the upper shock area would be a good grounding point. But in many cases, there's nothing to get at that time. So that's why it's important to always, you know, look at your battery. If your battery's coming up on 4 years old, five years old, you know, it's not a bad idea to, you know, replace that battery and replace it with a Clarios battery and get the just as good or
better
than what you have.
Yeah, I always try to go better. Nine, we're coming up on three, and we've been discussing this at our house, getting a new battery. And it's like, I don't know if I could put it in anymore because it's in that awkward spot and my hands are too big. The Car Show is brought to you in part by K-Seal HD. Designed for larger engines, K-Seal HD can help you avoid costly repair bills and downtime. It's a simple, permanent solution to cooling system leaks. Learn more at kseal.com. And remember, don't just seal it, K-Seal it. here's the other discussion we had at our house this week, that our tire pressure dropped.
Oh, yeah.
Because the temperature dropped. And so explain that to me, that how, what's the, I know it's every certain degrees, so many PSI I lose.
For every 7 to 10, you may lose 1 pound. So, you know, that's one issue. And if you, you know, we'll say you every 3-4 months you have your oil changed and the temperature changes. If they did not check your air pressure during that service, you could be a little bit low there. And you'll lose that air because of the air molecules. That's why, you know, one of the things people use nitrogen. Nitrogen's a little bit more of an inert gas. You know, there's no moisture that forms, and it'll stay in there a little bit longer. But that's why you lose that temperature. And, of course, then you'll find out if it's only down a pound before it triggers the low-pressure light, you drive about a mile and a half, and then all of a sudden the light will go off too.
I've heard a lot of people talking about getting the nitrogen put in. Is it worth doing that?
Well, when you purchase new tires, like I stated earlier, you know, it prevents a lot of moisture from forming. It originally started off back, you know, maybe 70, 80 years ago, was used in airplanes.
Oh, really?
With air tires. Well, think about it. You're down low, you're up
high
in the air.
Yeah, the temperature would vary quickly.
You don't have the temperature drop.
Is there a charge for that if I want to get nitrogen put
in? Yes, unless at that time, you know, you buy new tires, they put it in. In some cases, I always thought it was a marketing gimmick, but it does work.
Okay. Is it worth now, if I had new tires put on not long ago, so I'm assuming maybe there's nitrogen in there.
I don't know. Well, you can always tell if you have nitrogen because they'll put a green cap on.
Ah.
It's not as prominent now.
I have the green caps. Yeah. So if I was to lose pressure adding airs, that's not going to be an issue,
is it? It'll get you out of a spot, but you should always put the nitrogen back in.
Okay.
With normal compressed air, there's a lot of condensation, moisture that can form because of the heat that's generated from the tire and the wheel, and it'll sweat on the inside, where there's less chances of that of happening with nitrogen, which means if there's less condensation or moisture within the wheel, there's less chances of that corrosion to build up on the alloy wheels also.
So if I have nitrogen, I should try to keep nitrogen in there, not just replace it with air as it leaks out slowly, which it will do, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's good to know. We've all learned something today, but mostly me, I think. You've learned about rhodinium.
Yes.
I've learned about tires.
Well, like he stated, it's relatively new.
Absolutely. And so am I. We will be back next week. We are The Car Show. Coolant leaks can be tricky because the cause may be any number of problems. K-Seal is a one-step, permanent, multi-purpose system for coolant leak repair. We recently sat down with Mike Shulp, Managing Director of K-Seal International. Mike talked about a number of different symptoms, including coolant loss with no apparent leak.
Well, this points to a failing head gasket, which, if left untreated, can lead to serious engine damage. It may allow coolant to mix with the engine oil, and it could even reach and ruin the catalytic converter or oxygen sensor, leading to a very expensive repair. Another consideration, head gasket failures usually occur on older vehicles. So in inverted commas, you could say the fix should not cost more than the vehicle is actually worth. Your best option is K-Seal Ultimate Head Gasket Repair. K-Seal Ultimate provides 33% more sealing power than the original K-Seal, and it's guaranteed to make the repair or your money back.
You can learn more at kseal.com.